So let's go. Let's dive into the principles of capital raising. Look, something here that is really powerful in framing this is that we are never taught what actually sells, right? Let alone how to actually do it. See, in our society, we are constantly being sold to, right? All day, every day. Every time you open up a newspaper, they're selling you ideas. Every billboard, every TV commercial, all of those awful social networks, all those people constantly trying to sell you on what? How great their life is, maybe. And we hear phrases like, all of us are salespeople. Especially in the capital raise, what are you there to do? You're there to convince someone of something, but aren't investors always trying to sell their ideas? Hedge fund analysts constantly selling ideas to the PM, pounding the table, building conviction. Yet do they approach the capital raise the same way? Private equity investors are constantly selling themselves to management teams. Venture capital too. So all day, every day, we're selling or being sold to, yet nobody ever teaches us what sells, do they? And perhaps a too personal example here is one of my masterclasses I created for meeting your Wonder Woman. Meaning, how do you meet that most amazing woman? You could use it for men as well. How do you meet that most amazing person in your life? And so, like this program is for meeting and closing capital raising, that program is how do you meet your most amazing woman and get really, really good at attracting them. See, one of the big problems on this topic is that even though our entire society and biology is oriented around mating and pairing up, who ever teaches us how to be good at it? Where do you ever learn how to feel completely comfortable just approaching a man or a woman that you're interested in? And whoever teaches us how you attract them? What are the laws of attraction? What are the principles that actually drive attraction? What do you say? How do you say it? And from here, how do you move someone from attraction to being in a relationship with you? And so, even though we're talking about meeting a woman or meeting a man here, it's the same context for the capital raise, isn't it? Think about all those decks running through information, or investors who've sat in many presentations or given plenty of their own in the context of capital raising. Why does it work? What really works? What really hooks someone? Attracts them to your ideas? What must you say? How must you say it? What is the underlying principles that drive attraction? See, and if you go back to the world of meeting a man or a woman, what you discover very quickly is that it's all about emotion. So whereas some people might walk up to a woman and start talking about logical topics. So, where are you from? Do you come here often? See, what we know from our biology is that attraction is an emotional process, isn't it? So if you want to attract someone, you want to stimulate them emotionally. And the capital raise is exactly the same. See, nobody ever teaches us how to sell, but we most certainly know what we're drawn to, don't we? Why are you drawn to that sexy-looking iPhone? Why? What's that feeling? What's the feeling of that new house or new car? What really draws you into a story that you read? What are the things that really grab you and why? Is the news so good at baiting you with a headline? Like 12 people murdered in shooting spree. What emotions does that pull on? and we do plenty of selling of our own. Whoever teaches us the principles of selling, the principles of what leads someone to buy. Why is nearly every product in our society sold by sex? Right, all those billboards, how many of them have ugly people on them? That new car with a good-looking couple driving on their road to freedom, what emotions are they selling there? The people sitting at home drinking a Bud, depressed? Or are they always running around with their friends, having the time of their lives? Do they bore you with the ingredients of that Bud? Do they sell you how comfortable the car's seats are? Or how the chassis is welded in 19 points? Right? Of course not. They stimulate in you an emotion that you want what they have. And that by buying their product, it will make your life better. See, and the point I'm making here is that there is a very, very, very predictable and usable process of selling. And we see it all around us because we are being sold to all the time. Like a TV commercial. Every single TV commercial is designed the same way. Right? To grab you. Maybe to point out a need that you miss that thing that they are selling. To stimulate an emotion. Like, wow, how much better your life will be when you have that new phone with the upgraded camera. Wow. And then move you to a call to action. And of course, professional influencers in our world are excellent at doing this. The book I wrote on Donald Trump, how specifically did he hook people with his problems? We don't win anymore. And then deepen them. We don't win at the border. We don't win in trade. And then move to his solutions. And I will make the best trade deals. And exit with his frame. Make America great again. And so you see there's a predictable process that influencers use to move people from their problems to solutions. And this is what we're going deep into in this track. Just like the laws of attracting a man or a woman. What are the principles of selling? Or in our context, the principles of capital raising. Because when you understand why people truly buy, and you can design your capital raise this way, how do you not raise your fund bigger, faster, easier?